Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and the grand domo of all that is the Press Box. Gene McLean is here with us. And Mr. McLean, we have finally arrived at the time. The calendar has turned, despite what the weather's doing here in Kentucky. It has turned to meteorological spring. And the best thing about that is that the Derby preps get underway in earnest.
Yeah, Buzzy, and you know, you've got the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth today down at Gulfstream Park, and, you know, it really has attracted a very nice field, as you would expect it would. But you got some horses that have been off for a while, will be returning, making their 2019 debut. You've got some others that have run before this year and have, you know, elevated their games enough so their connections think to take a shot. So this is really an intriguing race, as it not only just for this particular Saturday, but for the Saturdays to come.
All right. 14-race program down at Gulfstream Park. Of course, it'll be headlined by the Fountain of Youth, the biggest prep for the $1 million Florida Derby. That'll be held on March the 30th. And I believe, Mr. McLean, one of those horses you are keeping a keen eye on would be a graduate of the Grade 1 Claiborne Breeders Futurity last October at Keeneland, Signalman.
Yeah, and, you know, here's a horse that did, finished up the 2018 year, really an excellent form for trainer Ken McPeak. He won there in the Claiborne Futurity. I say that he did not win. He was behind Nick's Go,
right,
in the Claiborne Breeders Futurity, Buzzy. But he ran very, very well at Keeneland, came around and ran well at Churchill Downs in the Breeders Cup Juvenile. I'll get it out before we get through.
You're fine.
But, you know, this is a horse that's really been developing quite nicely. Three-year-old son of General Quarters concluded the 18 campaign with a victory in the Kentucky Jockey Club, a Grade 2 event at Churchill Downs, and then got some time off. But, you know, he ran third in the $2 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile behind Game Winner. And, you know, this is a horse that has, been grabbing a lot of headlines, a lot of attention, but will be making his 19 debut. And, you know, that's a little bit puzzling for a lot of the handicappers because you don't know if he's totally cranked up and ready to make that big run in this particular race, especially when it's a speed-favoring track like Gulfstream normally is.
Sure. Okay, so lots of attention being played there. Just a couple that we see in the odds. Hidden Scroll at 9-5.
Hidden Scroll is the buzz horse, Buzzy. You know how I threw in Buzzy.
Yes,
and buzz
that's very,
there.
Very nice. Thank you.
But Hidden Scroll broke his maiden by 14 lengths on a sloppy racetrack at odds of 8-1 for trainer Bill Mott. Now he shows back up here in a Grade 2 event. Homebred son of Hardspun. You know, did the sloppy track aid this one? Was the maiden special weight company just a little on the weak side, or is this horse the real deal? I think we'll know a lot more coming out of the Fountain of Youth than we do going in. But when Bill Mott, a Hall of Famer, puts one out of a maiden special right into a Grade 2 event, yeah, you tend to take a little bit more notice. Joel Rosario comes from the West Coast to ride Hidden Scroll. He's getting a lot of attention, Buzzy. I'm going to go a different route, though, and I'm going to play against Hidden Scroll, who I think will go off as the favorite by posting.
Wow. Okay, so then if you're going away from Hidden Scroll, who then, Mr. McLean, are you going to play and why?
Yeah, this is a horse I've been touting for quite some time in my Derby rankings, really for the first three Derby rankings, and he's moved up each week. Is a horse by the name of Bourbon War, trained by Mark Koenig. We had Mark on earlier this week on a show and talked about Bourbon War. He broke his maiden last fall at Aqueduct. They brought him right back a little quicker than Mark Koenig is known to do, and ran him in the Remsen. Didn't break real well in that one, but he got a real understanding of what horse racing is all about. from his rider, Rad Ortiz, kind of fell in behind those leading runners on the front end, took some dirt, kind of got bounced around a little bit. But this son of Tappet is really well-bred. Not only does the Tappet line come through, but also he's out of a really nice mare who was a Grade 1 winner in her own right. Bourbon War is a horse. He's 10-1 morning line. I don't think we'll get those kind of odds, particularly with Irad Ortiz staying in the saddle for this one. But, Buzzy, I think he'll be 5-1 or maybe even a little higher than that. He ran once at Gulfstream this winter, and this is the race that really kind of caught my eye. He kind of fell in behind horses again, but he as he entered the stretch, he kind of saw a little bit of daylight in between horses, and he put his nose and kind of forced his way through there, which is not an easy thing for a real inexperienced horse to do. To do that at, in just his third start, being by Tappet, they normally come around a little bit slower, but when they figure it out, they're a handful. I really love Bourbon War and the Fountain of Youth, Buzzy, and I'm going to really key on Bourbon War. Mark Hennig, a fantastic guy and a better trainer, and I really think it may be his time to step up and have a super Derby contender.
All right, and for all of Gene's picks at Gulfstream Park, all you have to do, keep up to date on all the goings-on in terms of everything that's happening with the preps and the horses, the latest Derby odds that Gene has. You can get them all at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and may the horse be with you.
And with you as well, my friend, and all the best. You know, Thunder Snow is gearing up for
a big
run over there in the Dubai World Cup.
Come on, load up.
So we're going to be tuning in and getting some updates on your number one steed, Thunder Snow, over the next few weeks.
All right.